Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. The Great Gatsby will offer a variety of ways for people to snag discounted tickets. Their box office opens March 16th at 10 a.m. Until 12 noon that day only, tickets all through the house will be sold for $50 for performances from March 30th through May 12th. The offer is only valid in person, and there will be a limit of 4 tickets per person. The box office opening will also feature special guests, and an exclusive commemorative gift item will be given away. In addition, the highly anticipated musical has announced their digital lottery and in-person rush policies. The lottery opens March 28th and the day before each performance going forward. All entries are free and accepted from midnight to 3 p.m. Winners will be drawn at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. the same day. All winners can purchase up to 2 tickets at $45 each at rush.telecharge.com. Rush opens on March 29th, the day of The Great Gatsby's first preview. Pending availability, select tickets will be on sale upon box office opening for $40 each and $25 each for students with valid identification. The limit is 2 per person. Rush will be offered the day of each performance. The Great Gatsby officially opens April 25th at the Broadway Theater on West 53rd Street and Broadway. And finally today, Kristen Chenoweth will headline a benefit concert next month saluting Todd Haymes, the late artistic director of Roundabout Theater Company. The show is entitled Kristen, An Evening with Friends for Todd, and it is set for April 15th at the Stephen Sondheim Theater, currently the home of Anne Juliet. Chenoweth will be joined by several other big names who have starred in past Roundabout productions, including Laura Benanti, Victoria Clark, Peter Gallagher, Jane Krakowski, Deborah Monk, Kelly O'Hara, and Vanessa Williams. Tickets are now available at roundabouttheater.org. Per playbill, VIP tickets will include access to an exclusive post-show party following the performance. Proceeds from the evening will support Roundabout's many programs and initiatives, including its education offerings. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.